Hi. I'm currently fumbling around the kitchen. I'm gonna try and do this a little quieter this time because I remember last time I was like, sorry, I thought I had my peeler here. I remember last time I was like really loud, and I think I underestimated my kitchen. And this time, I actually brought the mic, like my actual recording mic and a mic stand to the kitchen, as well as I have my phone in my front pocket in my apron. So hopefully one of these recordings will, be good. We'll see. I'm currently shaving carrots, not in a sexual way, just in a way to sort of clean them. I've gotten most of the things ready. So short ribs were the winner, and welcome back to my very squeaky floors. Welcome back to my very squeaky floors. I have been so I salted the short ribs and popped them back in the oven when I got them. And excuse me. So I got three short ribs and I salted them as soon as I got them, left them in the fridge overnight, and now I'm going to sear them in my Dutch oven thing that's been heating up on maybe too high of heat because I'm using olive oil, but I rinse and wash my hands a lot when I cook. Turn that down. I rinse and wash my hands a lot when I cook because, I don't know, it makes me feel like it's cleaner. So I'm gonna prep the carrots and celery and onions. I'll probably just like post the recipe when I post this audio. I'm not a very good dicer. Like, I see some people that will dice their carrots and onions and celery in a very like uniform manner, and I'm just kind of like, it's all gonna taste the same. I'm sure if there was some like presentation or something, I'd probably, like if I worked at a restaurant or something like that, but just me and you, I guess. I got this new knife set. One of my lovely patrons bought me a completely new knife set, and this was the inaugural using or usage of it. I think cooking or fancy cooking people call this Meyerpox. It's kind of essential, The sweet carrots and the flavor of the celery. And I feel like garlic and onions, I'm not chopping up garlic. I'm gonna actually do a whole head of garlic that will roast within the short ribs. But I've also heard it be called a trinity. Maybe the Holy Trinity, I don't know. But it's like anytime I'm making stew,
it's always these three ingredients. You know, I tried to order I tried to order all of the things for this recipe, and they didn't bring me celery. Like, Whole Foods was out of celery, so then I had to go to like my local grocery store. I was only getting it from Whole Foods because Whole Foods has my favorite wine that I will not be using here because it's a rosé. I have a Merlot. I really like Merlot. I know some people like Cabs and all of that, and I do sometimes. I tend to default to Merlot whenever a recipe calls for red wine. I'm gonna flip these. You can start like smelling the caramelization and the brownie. I want to get all five before I take them out. It sounds really loud, but you want that crisp. I want that crisp on the outside because it's going to get really soft as it slow cooks for a few hours in the oven. And I like the flavors that a good browning will give the rest of the pot. All right. Now for the onion. I hope I don't cry. It's one of those things where like it's hit or miss. It depends on how long I've had this onion. I don't know. I think that there's supposed to be like some sort of expiration date on onions or something, but I keep them around for so long. And I never keep track of like how long I'm supposed to have them because I use them in everything. Like, if I start cooking much of anything, it's always like, at the very least, onions, garlic, and olive oil start anything. And then like if you have people in the house, it's like, what are you cooking? It could be any of like the five things I always make. This one's ripe. I totally forgot to open the back door. Good ventilation is essential. Okay. I'm fine. My eyes get watery so easily. And I know people are like, well, if you just have it more, it's like, okay, you know, have you watched like salt, salt acid heat or salt fat acid heat? That lady cooks all the fucking time. And when she was chopping up like hella onions, she was crying, like tears streaming down her face. I'm chopping up more celery just because that onion was really big. And I want to make sure that there's a good enough balance of the three flavors. And as I look at my piles here, it looks like there's way more onion than everything else. But the short ribs are pretty big. Time to flip again. And then we'll flip one more time and I'll put the veggies in and the tomato sauce and then the red wine and then put them all back in with some bone broth and a bit of seasoning. I totally forgot to get thyme, or it was in that initial order that totally didn't come. Like, all they brought me were freaking carrots, and I was like, really, really wanted to like have all of these fancy nice ingredients. It's like a date, you know? It's like my first all tier special. I didn't even talk about that. Oh my god, I'm making this audio because I reached the first goal on my Patreon, and every single one of you contributed to that goal, and so every single one of you is going to get access to this audio. I really wish I could like actually cook for like a good amount of you. So many of you I have been interacting with on Discord, and you're so fucking funny, and it's been cool. Discord's been like, that was the one thing that I was just like, there's no way I could ever do a Discord. I'm so fucking dorky, I'm so, you know, bashful, no one's gonna want to talk to me. And those of you that have joined have made it such a fucking cool experience, and I really want to keep it cool for as long as I can. You know, sometimes people will join and I get really nervous because I don't want people to feel pressured. I don't want people to feel like, you know, oh, I have to talk and I have to, you know, get attention or whatever, because it's not, I don't like being in places like that. I don't think a lot of people like being in places like that. So I like that it's mellow. I like that it's quiet. I think I like when there's like natural conversation and no one feels like they have to engage. I'm cutting off the top of this garlic now. I want to do it carefully. Again, my knife skills are not, they're nothing to write home about. You're like, if you are a, you know, an epic knife skills person, you're probably like, oh my god, that sounds terrible the way that you're chopping everything. And that's, you're probably right. But it all tastes the same. At least I think it does. I don't know. I've always said that, like, the partner that I have, or that like I keep for the rest of my life, is gonna be in finding a bowl or a plate for the short ribs as they rest, or they are on the side. Yeah, that's good. That's good, that's good. I'm just going to put these here, and then turn the heat down just a little bit, and because it's starting to smoke, because I use olive oil, and I know I'm supposed to use, you know, whatever else, but I don't, because olive oil has the flavor that I like. And it's just a matter of understanding the heat of it. It won't taste gross. It'll taste good. Okay, that's good enough. I was separating the excess fat, because we're gonna have a lot of fat once we put the meat back in. So now I'm putting the garlic head face down as I've cut the top open so that it can sort of caramelize up. And then in a bit, I'll put in the rest of the veggies. Get those. I don't even know what the technical names for this or these processes are, but you just kind of know. Like, eventually they'll not look all like white and firm and stuff, and they'll look like they've not translucent or opaque. I mean, I guess that's what you would call it, but I don't know, like heat for a couple of minutes. And then, yeah. And you want it to cook down so that, I don't know. I feel like when I cook it down versus like when I just like toss it in, the flavor's better. I like caramelizing a lot of things. Like browning is good. Brown is good. Oh, and I can smell the garlic already. I fucking love garlic. Like, there was this meme going around that was all, if a recipe calls for one clove of garlic, that means it's two cloves of garlic. And I'm 100% like that. I almost put on the poll 40 clove chicken, because I really like doing that. It's a similar process to this where I'll brown like some thighs and some legs, but I'll put a lot of olive oil and those 40 cloves of garlic and, you know, spices and all of that, and just pop it in the oven. And when it's done, all of those pieces of garlic are roasted and tasty, and it's like, oh, fuck yeah. All right, I'm gonna put the onions and celery and all of that into the pot. I know, like, if this is a fancy cooking show, I'd like do it with like the knife into the pot, but this is real life, folks. I don't do that. I also don't do that because, like, I'm kind of measuring it. I don't, when I'm cooking, I don't really use measurements. I just, like, sort of eyeball it. And I'm like, okay, does that look right? And this looks right. I probably should have taken a picture of the short ribs before, but I didn't. Next time. And since I'm recording on my phone, I can't really like stop. And then, I mean, I could, but come on. You're hearing it, right? Oh, it smells like Thanksgiving. I fucking love Thanksgiving. Like, October and November. Like, fall holidays are just the greatest. My birthday is in the fall. My Halloween is in the fall. You know? Okay, so we did that. I have my tomato paste here. I got this, I don't know why I've never gotten this before. Typically what I do is I get like a canned tomato paste and just sort of like scoop it out and then put it in. But there's this tomato paste in like a tube now that I recently got, and I'm like, holy shit, this is like, where have you been all my life? Because I'll like save the rest of the tomato paste for something else in like a Ziploc, and maybe that's like not the way you're supposed to do it, but that's why I'm doing it. Okay, so let's see. The onions are still a little white, so I'm gonna wait until I add the tomato paste in. And see, I think I removed too much fat, but that's okay. The fat will come back. I totally haven't opened my electric wine opener yet. That was also another gift that was on throne. That I was like, oh, I'll use it for the short ribs thing. And I feel like I don't even know if I need to charge it or whatever, but I do have my hand crank one. It's kind of jank right now, but I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you jank. You're good. Thank you for opening my bottles for me. Okay, let's align this. this. Okay, what's happening here? There we go. I used it last night to open my rosé. There we go. And I also eyeball the wine. Oh, yeah, that looks better. See the, you can kind of smell it even. Like, it's like the water from the vegetables is kind of evaporating, which is cool. And the indicator to, like, you know, on to the next step. So I put, like, I don't know, maybe that's like 2 tablespoons, maybe. And then I mix it so that, like, it gets all over the veggies. It looks like I need a little more, just from my experience. What is tomato paste? Is it like just dehydrated tomato sauce? I don't know, but it makes things taste really good. I should totally be using silicone tongs in here, but I don't know where they are right now. So again, I'm sorry for my lack of professionalism. We'll get there eventually, folks. All right, so that's gonna cook down. I'll add the wine, the beef stock, and the short rib back, and then we're gonna be good. Wow. This whole time, or like leading up to this, I was like, what am I even gonna talk about? And I've just been talking this whole fucking time, and I don't even know about what. But I guess that's kind of like what it's like to be in my kitchen. I'm just walking around, rambling, saying things. Did I talk about the Patreon goal? I think I did. Wait, do I have the spatula maybe? Yeah, there we go. Okay, we switched to a silicone spatula. You won't be hearing that yucky scraping. There we go. Yeah. Okay, that looks right. It starts to look like stew. All right, time to add the wine. Careful, careful, careful. Sometimes I'll put the wine and I'll be like, okay, that's enough. And then I know it'll reduce. And then I'm like, okay, I should put a little more. Don't want it to reduce too much. But I definitely want to take off that alcohol taste. I actually don't know if Merlot is sweeter. If wine can be sweet, I know that they talk about like berries and stuff, but I think this particular Merlot has like blackberry elements to it, maybe? Add a few more just dry spices. For flavor. All And I kind of wait till, not that it doesn't smell like wine anymore, because it's going to keep smelling like wine, but kind of until I can smell the sweetness again. A lot of the cooking that I do is just by smell and hearing and all of that sort of stuff, and like scraping the bottom so that all the flavor is mixed up. I do that with baking too, especially when I'm mixing like chocolate cake or something. I always make sure to like pull from the bottom and bring to the top, because sometimes you'll get like this really like this pool of yumminess on the bottom, and then it kind of streaks through the cake. Or like in this case, like you don't want those browned bits to turn into like burnt, because then everything, I mean, you can recover like some burning, but not a lot of burning. So I'm constantly, especially because of the heat that I use, and I don't have a gas range, I have an electric range, which took me a bit of time to get used to. Growing up, I had a gas range, and I learned to cook on a gas range, and one day when I'm, you know, big and strong, I'll have a gas range again. There it is. My beef stock. Also in a bag this time, which is nice. So we're just gonna stick that in there. Probably the whole thing, honestly. It's bone broth. Ooh, gross. It's bone broth and I think that's enough. I should have like had that warm up a bit more, because now like the heat is not where it's supposed to be. With cooking and baking, like having room temperature stuff. Like I have the short ribs out for a few hours. I do that with beef a lot, just letting it rest and then getting the heat to it. I think I read it somewhere or something, I don't know. But yeah. I always put the back of the cork back into the wine. I don't think that's how you're supposed to store things. I think you're supposed to like get one of those wine topper things, but I don't know how to. I just never bought one, you know? There are those things that you're like, oh, I need to buy this thing and I need a, you know, whatever, whatever. And then you're like, it's such a simple thing. It's like, you know, $5 or something like that. And then you just don't, because there's a fucking cork right there. And I don't know if that impacts things. I don't know if it impacts flavor. I'm not a wine person. I know I drink a lot of wine, but only because like I know certain wine things, or not even things, but like I know what I like. You know, I have a rosé that I like. I have a merlot that I like. There are a few others that are like Bordeaux and blends and stuff that I can kind of tell if I'll like. But here we go. We're gonna put the short ribs back in. There we go. And I like to put the I like to put the meat down, and like the butts, or like the you know, the ends, or the side that like doesn't have any meat, up. So that it's like, you know, all of the flavor can go into the short ribs. And I'm gonna put the lid on and put it in my oven with my oven mitt. They're really fucking dorky. All right, here we go. All right, turn the heat off, and now I'm gonna clean up all this stuff and come back in a
couple hours. And then we'll eat. I'm not going to eat on the audio. That's just not going to happen. But maybe I'll talk about something else. Awesome. Thank you.